Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, coming off this incredible face-off between the Republicans and the Democrats over Obamacare, the shutdown of the government, we're all agog waiting for you to give us your analysis of what actually happened.
Well, Alan, I think it's actually fairly simple. We had a group of people in the Republican Party who clearly their purpose was to stop the bill from moving forward. In essence, they wanted to stop people from getting health insurance and not concerned about improving outcomes and lowering costs. And when you do that, you take that kind of an ideological position. It makes it very difficult for everyone else who wants to be reasonable and understands that there are things about the bill which clearly need to be modified, and we could make it better if we could all work together.
You're what we call a blue dog Democrat. You come from a district with lots of Republicans. You keep winning. Was there much pressure on you during this thing?
You know, the truth of the matter is no. I did not hear, other than sort of a broad concern for what was happening, there was nothing particularly directed at me. I think I made my positions very clear in this process that we could not be put in a position where, in effect, we were being put in a corner rather than being offered the opportunity to negotiate. And one of the things that struck me most about this conversation is the fact that not once was an alternative proposed. This was not a conversation about here's what we'd like to see. This was only about what we don't want. And to me, that's a very negative approach and one that generally I find distasteful. I'm happy to talk to somebody who says, I have a better idea. I think if we did it this way, we'd get a better outcome. That's where the conversation should be.
If you had to characterize for us, for all of the listeners, you're up there in the North Country, what the Republicans look and sound like in your district. Now, you're a Democrat. You get a lot of Republican votes. Are they moderates? Are they Tea Partiers? How would you describe them?
Well, clearly there is an element of folks, a group. I met a gentleman yesterday in Hudson Falls who was a Tea Party member. But the vast majority of people are what I refer to as Rockefeller Republicans. And on the opposite side of that are Reagan Democrats. So it is a group of people who, in my view, are looking for common sense solutions.
So is it going to happen again?
At this point, I would say that it's 60-40 against it happening again.
Still a lot of, the 40 has a lot to it.
It does. but unless we can collectively get our act together and do some serious negotiating about the legitimate issues that people are concerned about, then clearly we run the risk of this happening again. I think the public was not happy, whether they were Democrats, Republicans, Independents. They were not happy with the way this went down. I think if this were to happen again and the same group of folks were to drive it, I think it would be looked upon even more negatively.
There's a CNN, I believe, poll out now that shows that three-quarters of the American people think that the Republicans should be reelected in Congress. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's an initial reaction. I think one of the interesting things about that kind of polling is frequently it talks about people generically as Democrats or Republicans. Mm-hmm. But when you get to my member of Congress,
your guy,
it changes. And I think that this is the initial blowback from a series of decisions that were clearly, in my view, miscalculated and failed to address the things that people are really concerned about.
So you wouldn't be surprised, considering your 40% figure, to see us have to go through the whole thing all over again.
I wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful I'm hopeful that that's not the case. But a lot is going to depend upon really two groups. One is how far the Tea Party led group wants to push this again. And the second is, do the more moderate Republicans, and there are many of them who are reasonable people who want to see things move for the benefit of their constituents, are they going to be able to join with moderate Democrats to come to a consensus that allows us to put forward a deal that prevents this from happening again?
Now, we all know that in a Republican primary, it's most likely that people who are, you know, more conservative will show up. And so that's got to prevent even the liberals, the moderates, from voicing their opinion that this is suicide.
Well, I think that that does play a big factor in all this. There's no doubt about that. And that's unfortunate. But at some point, I think the risk shifts, if you will, to from a loss in the primary to a loss in the general election.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know where that point is. I don't know what the calculus is in an individual district. But clearly, at some point, that happens.
Bill Owens, there is a sense that the rollout of the Obama health care package, Obamacare, if you will, or Affordable Health Care Act, has been a disaster because we weren't ready to go with our computer system. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that the initial evidence would support that. I think the president has indicated that. So that's simply a fact. The question is, however, the enrollment period goes through March 31st, so there's still, 5.5 months left? They have, I think, adequate time to get that done. I'd also point out the fact that having gone through a number of computer conversions in the businesses that I was associated with, there are always, always glitches in the system. No matter how much work you put in beforehand, you will have glitches in the system.
Yeah, we've certainly had them at WAMC. That's true.
And so people have to remember that. But what often happens is that when the government is doing something, people are expecting a level, if you will, of competence that their own businesses don't provide. And people have to recognize the fact that this is a big computer conversion, if you will, or a big computer startup. So there will be some glitches along the way. The question is, how quickly do they get them fixed, and are they giving people adequate time to enroll? And I think they are, because there's 5.5 months left.
Well, Bill Owens, wonderful to talk to you. And when we come back the next time, I want to ask you a key political question, okay?
Sounds good, Alan.